We've rounded summer's bend and are heading for autumn, but there's still beautiful weather to enjoy, and let's do it outdoors. What better way to spend it than at one of our own great parks located throughout Hamilton County? And here to tell us about some of the many events and programs taking place this month and into September in our great parks is Marketing Communication Coordinator Kimberly Witten. Kimberly, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Okay. This has been a big year for you guys.
Oh, yes.
Because you've made a major change. You have a new logo, and everyone sees new signage at all of our great parks because you're now calling them great parks. And for those who don't know or hadn't noticed, formerly known as the Hamilton County Park District. So we've got that straight. We know what we're talking about now.
Absolutely.
Now, there is plenty of great weather ahead. So I know you've got a new organization, maybe not quite new, but if folks hadn't heard about the Great Parks Club, tell us a little bit about that, some of their activities.
Yeah, it's been going on for a few years now, and it's a great opportunity for those age 50 and over to get together in a group and actually get out and tour points of interest around Cincinnati and around the surrounding tri-state area.
So they primarily do its trips and outings?
Yeah. There is some that are called Lunch and Learns that they have on location at one of our parks. And then we have our tours. Like the one that's coming up is actually September 27th, and it's called the Connor Prairie Tour. And that's out in Indiana. They get together as a group, transportation, lunch, and a snack are provided. It's just a great opportunity. And to make friends, too, new friends along
Neat.
The way.
It's a great idea. What else is going on in terms of music and some of the entertainment features that you've had going all summer, but there's still an opportunity to catch something?
We are actually wrapping up our Sizzling Summer Nights concert series August 24th. It's going to be the USAF Band of Flight, which is actually the United States Air Force Band of Flight. They're out of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. It's a 14-member ensemble that provide all kinds of different music. It's great for the family. You'll hear everything from classical music, marches, jazz, country, rock. They're all over the place. And it's really neat to watch because they're all in uniform. And it's actually free. The MVP is actually waived for this event. So
nice. Mm-hmm. So what do you suggest? Folks, are there opportunities to get food? Should people bring their own chairs?
Yes, there is going to be a snack bar available. It'll be at Sharon Woods. So it'll be out there in Cardinal Meadow. I would bring a lawn chair, blanket, and maybe even your dancing shoes.
All right. There's lots of ways that folks can get involved in helping to support the great parks, time, talent, treasure. What are some of the volunteer opportunities that you guys have?
The next one that will be coming up is called the Hamel Wetland Planting. It's on September 7th at 9 a.m. We're asking anybody and everybody to volunteer and come out and help us remove invasive species and help us install native wetland plants at Witten Woods. And we're going to all meet at the Kestrel Point Picnic Shelter, which is right there where Witten Center is, the visitor center. We do recommend that you be at least 12 years old just because of the amount of physical activity that we're going to have to be doing. And thanks to REI, we have a great partnership with REI. They're going to be giving out free T-shirts to our volunteers and lunch.
And REI is a outfitter store?
It is. It's the outfitter store in Rookwood Commons. That's the only Cincinnati store right now. And we've done a lot of great volunteer opportunities. They actually recently gave us a grant for our volunteer opportunities.
Do you need any sort of special training or knowledge? Because removing invasive species, you need to know something.
We have staff on hand that are very well-knowledged in what's going on in the parks, what needs to be done, and controlling and invasive species and such. So yes, we give them a brief introduction when volunteers come, and we'll teach them about what we're doing, why we're doing it, and then we'll walk them through the process. And there's also another volunteer opportunity coming up September 28th, West Fort Creek Cleanup, and we're meeting at Glenwood Gardens.
So that's September?
That's September 28th.
8th.
Those
All
are the
right.
two happening in September.
All right, cool.
Yes.
Now, tell us a little bit. Something else that caught our eye here was the weekend in 1800s.
Oh, this is cool. It's a lot of fun because we have a group that comes out. They're called the Society of Northwest Long Hunters, and they actually reenact early settlers. They act like they're living there, and it's at Shawnee Lookout. We have a cabin and a schoolhouse there from the 1800s, and they set it all out. I mean, they create the whole ambiance of, like, as if you're stepping back in time. It's really neat to interact with them.
So where's Shawnee Lookout?
Shawnee Lookout's over on the west side of town. It's down along close to the river.
This would be then a great way to see how a family actually lived during that time in this part of the country, too.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You get to interact with the settlers. I mean, they're all dressed in the whole outfits and everything. You can play games with them. You can try food that they used to make back in the 1800s. You can watch demonstrations like blacksmithing, sewing, and all kinds of different stuff, the way that they would all survive back in the 1800s. It's very interesting.
Is there a charge for that, a cost?
There isn't. No, it's free. A motor vehicle permit is required to get in the parks, but other than that, you're good to go.
And how can they be obtained?
Yes, you can get an annual motor vehicle permit or a daily motor vehicle permit, and you can get those at our safety tech booths when you enter the parks, or you can get them at our visitor center, and you can get into all the different parks, and you can also get into our special events having a motor vehicle permit. And you can actually get the 2014 motor vehicle permit in October, this October. So they usually go on sale a little bit earlier.
Don't you get some little perks with that park permit?
Yes, if you are a resident of Hamilton County, you actually get resident rewards. And so you actually mail in a form and we'll mail you back gift certificates that you can use for a variety of things in the parks.
One of my favorite activities is renting boats.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I live near Winton Woods, so they've had boating there for decades.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So how long will the parks that have boat rentals be open, and when can folks expect all that to wind down for the season?
It's really roughly, when it starts getting cold, we kind of slow things down. We kind of judge it based on the weather. Typically, it's probably around late October, when it starts getting a little cold, about, November, early November time is when things start kind of shutting down. They whittle down from being open all the time to only on the weekends, and then eventually they'll close for the winter.
How many parks do you know offhand have boat rentals?
We got Miami Whitewater, Sharon Woods, Winton Woods. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
And we have canoe access. I mean, if you go to like Lake Isabella, you can get access to the Little Miami River. If you go down to Woodland Mound, you can get access to the Ohio River. And if you have a registered watercraft, a kayak or canoe, you can go out there and don't have to worry about getting charged or anything like that. So that's a pretty neat feature as well.
Well, I know we could talk all day about everything you have going on, but for now, I think that's just a great taste of things coming up in August and September at the great parks in Hamilton County. Mm-hmm. And Kimberly Witten's been our guest this evening. Thanks so much, Kimberly, for coming in.
Thank you very much.
If you'd like more information about our great parks, all their activities, how you can purchase a motor vehicle permit if you don't have one yet, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.